Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Partisan legislation just won't produce the result we need. I am hopeful that soon both sides will find an agreement that keeps default completely off the table.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed some optimism Thursday about reaching a bipartisan agreement on the national debt limit and avoiding default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy also expressed hope congressional leaders could reach a deal in time to hold a House vote as early as next week. Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden Thursday over his handling of the nation's border security.
Joe Biden has deliberately compromised our national security by refusing to enforce immigration laws and secure our border.
House Republicans don't currently have the votes to impeach Biden. Earlier this year, several Republicans announced articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, but there has been no movement. Michael Barr, vice chair of the Federal Reserve, said his review of Silicon Valley Bank's failure found the bank's management practices and inadequate regulatory supervision by the Fed to be at fault for the collapse. Barr says he plans to improve the speed, force, and agility of supervision.
Supervision should intensify at the right pace as a bank grows in size or complexity. Once identified, issues should be addressed more quickly, both by the bank and by supervisors.
Earlier this week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed several bills which target drag shows, restrict the use of personal pronouns in school, force the use of certain restrooms, and ban gender-affirming care for minors.
You have a movement amongst, I would say, rogue elements of the medical establishment to do things that is basically the mutilation of minors.
Meanwhile, the Walt Disney Company has canceled plans to build a $1 billion office complex in Orlando and bring thousands of jobs to the state over changing business conditions, a week after Disney CEO Bob Iger spared with DeSantis about the company's investment in Florida. Last year, DeSantis signed a bill taking away the company's right to self-govern its 40-square-mile property after former Disney CEO Bob Chapek criticized a state law banning conversations of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. The Supreme Court sided with tech giants Thursday, protecting online platforms from two liability lawsuits over terrorist-related content on their sites. In oral arguments, Justice Elena Kagan said supporters of more stringent tech standards could end up opening the door for a world of lawsuits.
Anytime you have content, you also have these presentational and prioritization choices that can be subject to suit.
Finally, a new analysis from the Democratic data firm Catalyst examined how Democrats avoided an electoral wipeout in the 2022 midterms. According to the data, the party focused on cultivating voters under 30, winning 65% of them, up from 62% in 2020. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.